Shalom Aleichem to everybody. I would like to address a question that I know many have asked me about, and there's discussion about, a lot of tumult, about whether or not one can fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Megillas Esther, over live stream or Zoom. Now, while this is a new question, certainly for most of Klal Yisrael this year, a minority of Klal Yisrael had to struggle with this question last year, and we didn't. The truth is, it's really not a new question. It's a pretty old question. In the 1950s, with the phone, phonographs even earlier in the 20s and 30s with microphones, etc., the question as to whether one could fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah via phone, via microphone, radio, etc., this question was addressed by the Gedolei HaPoskim in the 50s and the 60s. So therefore, when we're asking the question and analyzing the question as to whether or not the mitzvah of Megillah could be fulfilled over live stream or over Zoom, we have to turn to the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Tshuvas of 50, 40 years ago, to try to understand how that applies to live stream and Zoom today. It's not just a question when it comes to Megillah. The truth is, the Poskim dealt with it in three specific areas. Number one, being Yotze the mitzvah of Megillah over the phone when it comes to Megillah. Number two, when it comes to Havdalah. And number three, the use of a microphone for Shever Brachos. So all three of these areas, when it comes to Tefillah, B'chol, have been addressed, have been analyzed, and have been elucidated by the Gedolei HaPoskim. So that's a place where we must turn. However, before looking at the tshuvas of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Achronim, there's a Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Beis, is where the sugya begins. And we have to take a look at that Mishnah and learn it very carefully. And a careful analysis of that Mishnah will lend us the ability to deal with our contemporary question of Megillah over live stream or Zoom. Says the Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Beis, Hatokeh L'socha Bor, U'L'tocha Dus, U'L'tocha Pita. Somebody's blowing shofar inside of a barrel, inside of a cistern, or inside of a pit. And people are outside of the bor. They're outside of the pit. They're outside of the cistern. They're outside of the bor. And they hear the sound of the shofar, which is being blown from inside of the pit. Says the Mishnah, Im kol shofar shama yatza. If the people outside of the pit hear the unadulterated, natural sound of the shofar, they have fulfilled their obligation of hearing shofar. Vim kol havara shama. However, if they hear, and we'll translate kol havara as an echo, or as an alternate, or an unnatural sound, then the Mishnah says, lo yatza, they have not fulfilled their obligation. So therefore the Mishnah differentiates and distinguishes between what you have heard. If you've heard the natural sound of a shofar that is emerging from a pit, and you're outside of a pit, you have fulfilled your obligation of Shmias Kol Shofar. If you have heard the sound of the shofar, but mixed in with either an echo, with an alternative sound, and not the natural sound of the shofar, you have not fulfilled your obligation. When you read this Mishnah carefully, note that the only example that the Mishnah gives of kol havar, of an echo, or of an alternative sound, is when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar. It's for that reason that Reb Tzvi Pesach Rank in a tshuva in 1958 to Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the author of the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, who was the Ravid of Yerushalayim, then was the Abbezdin in Manchester, as well as a tshuva of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Eretz Yisrael to the chief rabbi then, Reb Yitzchak Isaac Herzog, published in Mikrai Kodesh, learns that the Isser, the problem, the chisaron of kol havar is specific to shofar and not to other mitzvos. Were the Mishnah to have been bothered by an echo or an alternative sound when it came to other mitzvos, the Mishnah should have said, hatokeh l'sochabor, or ha-shomea kol megillah misochabor, or mekriyas ha-torah mitochabor. So why, says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, is the Mishnah only addressing ha-tokeh al-sochabor? It must be, says Reb Tzvi Pesach, that the only chisaron in kol havara, the only time we're concerned about not hearing the natural sound of a mitzvah, is when it comes to shofar. So Paskin Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the late 1950s, both to these Rabbanim, the chief rabbi of Israel, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the leading posek in Manchester, Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, that there's a possibility. There's a possibility. That's the language of Reb Tzvi Pesach, both in Mikrai Kodesh as well in his tshuvas in Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, where Dain Weiss prints Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's tshuva. Efshir, it's a possibility that the chisaron of an echo or of an alternative sound is limited to kol shofar, not to Mikra Megillah, not to Kriyas HaTorah, and not to other mitzvahs. Thus, That is the psak of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, that the iser of kol havara, of an alternative sound, is limited to kol shofar. There could be another makor and an earlier raya to Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. If you take a look in the Levush, Levush is Reb Mordechai Yaffe, a contemporary of the Ramah, Reb Moshe Isserles, who writes in Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Zayin, Im shama kol shofar mu'uravim davar acher lo yatza. If you hear the sound of the shofar mixed with a davar acha, with an alternative sound, you have not fulfilled your obligation of shofar. Divahavarta shofar ksiv, a pasuk in Vayikra. You have to hear the sound of the havaras called shofar. Havara, says the Levush, loshon hachraza. It's a call. Klomer, hachrazas havaras shofar, velo davar acher. You hear the sound of the shofar unadulterated with another sound. That means it's the pure sound of the shofar. What seems to emerge from the Levush, if you take a look at the Eli Rabba, Eli Zuta, they seem to indicate that the Levush only has the psul, the chisarum, of kol havar, of an echo, of an all, or of an alternative sound when it comes to shofar, and not when it comes to other mitzvahs. If indeed this was the accepted psak of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, it's open shut case, and there'd be nothing else to talk about. The only time to be a problem of hearing an alternative sound, the use of a phone, the use of a phonograph, the use of a radio, or hearing the mitzvah of shofar via any of these electronic tools, then you'd only have the problem when it comes to shofar, and not when it comes to Mikra Megillah or anything else. However, it's not so simple, because the Gedolei HaPoskim didn't accept the psak of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank himself is hesitant to simply rule lahakil, to be yotzei, the mitzvah of Megillah, over the radio, over a telephone, over a microphone, simply based on the diuk in the Mishnah. An earlier tshuva, and arguably the earliest tshuva that addresses this issue of hearing the mitzvah of shofar over an alternative methodology, for example, the phone or the like, is written by a tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz died in 1674, the author of the famed tshuvas Halachas Katanas. And of course, this is well before the radio, the microphone, and any of the electronic tools that we're talking about. But listen to the shayla that was asked to Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz in the Halachas Katanas. Shayla. Hayoshim b'ma'ara, similar to the Mishnah, if there are people in a ma'ara, there are people in a pit, v'koranes ha-megillah, and they're hearing the Megillah. There's a Megillah reading inside of a pit. V'echad shomea merachok, and somebody hears the sound of the shofar from afar. Habaskol, the absolute, unadulterated sound of the Megillah. V'chein b'shofar, similarly when it comes to shofar, if you hear an unadulterated sound of the shofar or of the Megillah when you're inside of a pit and you're outside, im yatza, v'lo sheshama kol havar, labas kol bar. It's not the problem of the Mishnah. You didn't hear an echo. You didn't hear an alternative sound. You heard the absolute sound of the shofar of the Megillah. Are you yotze? Well, one would say the Mishnah says absolutely, positively you are. That's the Mishnah's case. If you shama kol shofar, you're yatza. However, says Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas, Chelek Beis Simen Reish Ayin Vav, Efshar. Since you need somebody who's hearing and somebody who is creating the sound, a shomei as the listener, a mashmiya, somebody who's creating the sound, v'oso bas kol shenekar v'nitztayer be'ovir u'poreach ein lo'od keshim ha'mashmiya d'lo yatza. If there's no connection, correlation, relationship between the one who is blowing the shofar and the one who is listening to the shofar, to the one who is reading the Megillah and the one who is listening to the Megillah, after he says that you're not yotze. Because the fact that there's no direct correlation, maybe the Mishnah is talking about in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when you're right outside of the pit, then you know. But Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz's case is understood to mean that if the people aren't aware of each other, the Shomei and the Mashmiya aren't aware of each other, then one would not be Yotze. Interestingly enough, there's a footnote, a Hagah, in parentheses to this tshuva, clearly written much later, which says, Lefize, lo yotzim shamrat ki ha-shofar Megillah day phonograph v'telephone. Based upon the tshuva of the Halachos Ketanas of Yaakov Chagiz, somebody who's writing footnotes on the Sefer of the Halachos Ketanas noted, based upon the psak of Yaakov Chagiz, the way he's learning the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if you're to use a phone or a phonograph to be yotze, Mikra Megillah, you would not be yotze because there's no correlation, there's no connection between the Shomei and the Mashmiya. The Marasham, the author of the Sefer Das Torah, in Hilchos Purim, in Hilchos Megillah, quotes the tshuva of the Halachas Ketanis and the footnote, and paskins that one is prohibited from being yotzei the mitzvah Megillah through a telephone or through a phonograph because there's no pesher between the Shomea and the Mashmia. However, let's get to the guts of the issue and the Mishnah. When it says that if you hear kol havara, if you hear an echo or an alternative sound, a kol acher, you're not yotzei, let's understand why. Why are you not yotzei? There are two ways to understand the chisaron of kol havara. One pshat is that it's a kol chalash. It's a weak sound. The Taz seems to indicate this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that the chisaron of kol havara, what's the problem with the echo? That you're not really hearing it well. It's a kol chalash, it's a weak sound. That's one reason why one won't be yotzei with kol havara, with this echo, because it's a weak, soft sound. But there's another way to understand the chisaron of kol havara, and that is it's a kol acher. It's not the natural sound. It's a different sound. It's a mixed sound with something else. The echo bounces off of the walls of the cistern, of the barrel, of the pit. It goes out, and therefore by the time you hear it, it's a different sound. Those are the two ways to understand the chisaron of kol havara. Now, if you understand that the problem of kol havara is that it's a weak sound, well, if you have an amplification system, if you have a microphone, if you have a megaphone, if you have a radio, if you have a telephone that magnifies the sound, well, that's not kol havara, and you could argue that you'd be yotzei. If you argue that the problem of kol havara is that it's an alternative sound, well, it doesn't make a difference, because once you have a phone and a microphone, a phonograph, or Zoom, or a live stream, it's not the same natural voice of the reader, and thus you would not be yotzei the mitzvah. Let's take a look at the poskim, as I referred to, from the 40s and 50s, who are addressing the question of Mikra Megillah at a microphone and radio and phone, and you'll see that this is the issue at hand, this is the crux of the issue, is the psul, is the chisaron of kol havar, that's a kol chalash, it's a weak sound, so if you amplify it, adarab, it's all the better. Or no, is the psul and the chisaron of kol havar, that's an alternative sound, and therefore once the phone, the megaphone, the phonograph, the live stream of the Zoom gives you a different voice through the analog or the digital reproduction, then you will not be yotzei the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. Moshe Feinstein in a celebrated tshuva, Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Ches, said the following. De'ein shayach zel kol havara. When he's talking about being yotzei Mikra Megillah through a microphone, says Moshe, has nothing to do with kol havara of the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Shibamasnis in the Rosh Hashanah, Sharei Hacha Nishma Kol Chazak Ubari. The problem of kol havar is that it's a weak sound. However, when it comes to Mikra Megillah day, a microphone, you're raising, you're amplifying the voice, so it's certainly okay. Says Rav Moshe, even if you're going to tell me that the chisaron and the psul of kol havara is that it's a kol acher, says Rav Moshe, she'omim shenishma kol acher, shenivra mikolo, maybe you'll tell me that there's a different voice. It's not the natural voice, it's not the unadulterated voice, but rather it's a different voice that's coming through the microphone. Says Rav Moshe, she'kevon shal kol panim, rakishu koreya nishma hakol, yesh lahachshiv ze kishmias kolo mamish, darei kol ze shenishma osa kolo mamish. Moshe says, it's the voice of the person. It's true, maybe it's not the identical voice, but the only way that the phone and the radio, the live stream and the Zoom are working is because I'm talking. If I'm not talking, then there's not going to be any sound. So it must be that's my sound that's creating the sound and the voice of the Mikra Megillah. So therefore, because it's only working kishuhu koreya, therefore says Rav Moshe, you can argue that it's possible that you'll be yotzei if you understand that it's a kol chalash, for sure you're yotzei because the microphone amplifies the sound. Or if you understand that it's because of the fact that it's a different sound, it's not totally different because I'm still hearing the voice of the reader. Thus, Rav Moshe seems to indicate me'ikra din that one could be yotzei Mikra Megillah using a microphone. However, the beginning of Rav Moshe's tshuva, the end of Rav Moshe's tshuva are critical. He starts by saying kasha lomer b'zeh halacha brura. It's hard to say absolute psak halacha l'maisa. Kilonis barer karoy. It's unclear exactly how these electronic devices work. How does the telephone reproduce sound? How do these analogs work when it comes to telephones, when it comes to microphones, when it comes to radios? So Moshe says it's not clear exactly how the mechanism works. And he concludes the same way. Kevin shlo bar leheter v'inyan chadash. Since it's not clear that you can be mekel and this is a new instrument, We shouldn't allow people to start doing new things and new ideas. That people are running after doing things differently and not following the traditional way of being Yotzei Mikra Megillah like they do in America when it comes to other things. Mersha says, I'm hesitant, I'm cautious to be Mekel, even though Mikra Adin, it seems to be that you can be Yotzei. Mersha's tshuva made waves, and Gdolei HaPoskim took great issue with Rav Moshe's pshak. If you take a look in the tshuvas of the Be'er Moshe, take a look in the tshuvas of the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, the Ungvar Rav, if you take a look in the tshuvas of Rav Moshe Shternbach, tshuvas Vanagos, Bavadja Yosef, and Yechaveh Das, they all argue on Rav Moshe, and they explain that that's not the way a microphone, a radio, and a phone works. It absolutely changes the voice. And through the analog and the digital reproduction, it's not the same voice. It's not Kol Mamish. It's an echo, and it's a reproduced sound, and it's the psul of Kol Havara. And therefore, they come out to argue vehemently against Rav Moshe's pshak. Moshe did have support from none other than Rav Ozner. In Sheva Talevi, Chela K. Simon Pedal, Rav Ozner writes, Hareini no to the Masha Kosovi, the day in a Gorom Moshe Feinstein. Rav Ozner, the great Posek, paskins that he feels that Rav Moshe is on, and absolutely positively that the problem, the chisaron, as he says, Shein Zedom Lekol Havar Mavur B'Rosh Hashanah Chavzai. However, it's a voice that's being hugbar ali day a microphone, exactly like Rav Moshe. The microphone is amplifying the sound, it's not changing the sound. However, like Rav Moshe says, Chalila lahanik chadashos ki zeh tchilas harisa. If you're going to be mekel, it's the beginning of the end. Foreshadowing, great poskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Ozner, even though they're mekel, mikra adin, they're foreshadowing potential problems in the future. Yulan mitziyu shal bitul akriya legamrei, says Rav Ozner. If somebody can't be yotzei mikra megil at all, maybe we should and can consider the phone, the microphone, or the radio. But mikra adin, although you are yotzei, Rav Ozner and Rav Moshe are both concerned, nervous, frightened to be Mekel on a Dover Chadash like this. However, in 1948, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simites, wrote a groundbreaking tshuva about the use of electricity to be Yotzei mitzvos like Tfila, Mikra Megillah, Havdalah, and the like. And of all of the poskim, Shlomo Zalman was the most expert in the understanding of the electronic devices, how they work, and he spends time and pages upon pages in that tshuva describing exactly how the phone works and how the systems, the electronic systems work. And Rav Shlomo Zalman had an awesome understanding about electronics. There's a two-volume work called Moreh Ha'esh. And there Rav Shlomo Zalman describes in great detail that it's impossible to be Yotzei Mikra Megillah or to answer Amen over the phone or to say Kaddish over the phone, because he says it's a different voice. It's not the absolute voice. And that's the psul of Kol Havar. It's an echo. It's not the unadulterated sound, but it's rather a different sound. And Rav Shlomo Zalman writes very clearly, and listen to his words. He says, Bar hu be'enai, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's clear to me, shezemuzar, my psak, that it's also to be yotzei mitzvos of tefillah and mikra megillah through the phone. It's strange to some, only because she'enem yodim klal mativol shemachsham elo. They don't understand electronics. They don't understand electricity. If you understood electricity the way I understood and electricity, they would also aser. V'choshvim machshavos hevel. People have very elementary, basic thoughts about how phone systems work. Sheshchutei ha-telephone, that the wires of the phone, or gali ha-radio, or the radio waves, molichim mamishas kol adam, they simply transfer the sound perfectly and duplicate the human being's voice completely. Shlomo Zalman says that's an elementary understanding. That's not the way it works. I understand electricity. I've studied. In order to uproot this basic mistake, therefore I spent a lot of time describing in detail, articulating and writing how exactly phones, microphones, radios work. Because people need to understand, if you're missing that, then you can't pass in the Shaila. Of a lowly Yodim MS, people who know the truth, they understand what I'm saying. When I spoke to experts, those who understand the science, those who understand electricity, those who can appreciate how these electronic works, the Yodim, the Halacha, Kulam Eskimuli, they all agree to me. The experts, the super terrific electronic experts, those individuals, they understand exactly what I'm telling you. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's Pashut. It's absolutely 100% positive that it's Asur. Kitzer Adverim, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the short answer, She'ein l'shtamish b'beis ha'knesses l'tzorcha tfila b'microphone v'ramkol. It's prohibited to use a shul, a microphone, or any amplification system to raise the voice of the Baal Tokeah. Certainly not a phone, he says. Absolutely not a radio. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman paskins le'eser. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach's psak has become the accepted psak lahalacha because he was the expert in this area. And he understood exactly how the electronic devices work. And it's for that reason that he, Rav Moshe Sternbach, as well as Rav Avadya Yosef, as well as the Ber Moshe, as well as the Mishnah Halachos, many took issue with the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Interestingly enough, if you take a look in the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, including Ephraim Greenblatt in his Tshuvas Rivos, Ephraim B'Sol Taplin in his Sefer Halichos Yisrael, as well as in the Sefer Mesoris Moshe, they point out that Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, Baal Peh, in responses that he gave to his Talmidim, or to those who asked, should and can you be Yotze Mikra Megillah over the phone? Can you hear Havdalah over the phone? Although in print, Rav Moshe did paskin that you can be Yotze Havdalah over the phone. And although in print, Rav Moshe shows significant makom lahakil to be Yotze Mikra Megillah alidei ha-telephone, alidei ha-radio, or through a microphone, nonetheless, when he was asked the Shaila in person, Baal Peh, one-on-one, Moshe encouraged people not to be Yotze the mitzvah like that. As he says in his tshuva, it's a davar chadash, it's something new, we have to be concerned. However, there's a Chazon Ish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself quotes the Chazon Ish at the end of his tshuva. He has Ha'aras HaMechaber, a footnote from the author, from him, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself. He says, L'acha shekvar nitfas ma'amer zeh, once I printed my tshuva, paskini that it's us to be yotzei mikra megillah over a microphone, through a phone or radio, nizdamin li l'dabim morim ba'al Chazon Ish zatzal. I had the chance, the opportunity, the schus, the merit to speak and to talk to the Chazon Ish about this sugi. And the Chazon Ish understood electronics extraordinarily well. V'amrali, the Chazon Ish said, Shiladaito, according to his opinion, ein ze kol kach pash, it's not so simple. V'yitachin, it's possible, said the Chazon Ish to Rav Shlomo Zalman, dekevan shah kol hanishma, since the voice that's heard, notzali de hamidaber, the voice that the listener is hearing to is caused, is created, is or encompassed, is made by the person who's talking. V'gam hakol hanishma miyad k'derach hamedabrim. And when you hear the voice, it's you're hearing the voice of the person who's speaking. And this is the important word, efshar, maybe. V'gam zechashiv k'shomea mamish mipi hamedabrim tokeah. Maybe, efshar, it's possible that you could consider this as if you're hearing it from the speaker or from the Baal Tokeah. So therefore, the Chazon Ish raised the possibility that you can be Yotze. Sounds like what Rav Moshe understood in his tshuva, that since it's the same voice that's being reproduced, although it's a duplication, maybe it's an analog. It is an analog, but nonetheless, it's still the voice of the person. It's true, it's a kol acher. Maybe it is a kol havara, but nonetheless, that person who's talking, it's immediately transferring the data, and the voice that you are hearing is the voice of the Baal Tokeah, it's the voice of the Baal Makri, it's the voice of the Kore Begillah. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes a Chazon Ish, efshar, maybe you can be Yotze. Shlomo Zalman Orbach adds, v'kimidumali, it seems to me, you have to say according to this, that the way the Chazon Ish understood the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Mabez Kol Havara Shama Lo Yatza, Hayin Mipnei Shekol Havara Nishma Ktsas LaAcher Kol Adam. That Kol Havara in the Mishnah, as always we said, is the one way to understand Kol Havara, is that it's an alternative sound. It's not the same unadulterated sound. It's something different. But here through the phone, or through a microphone, or through the radio, that is kol ha'adam, that's the voice itself of the person. L'aniyostaitib, Shlomo Zalman concludes, hu chiddush gadol, this is a great chiddush, which the Chazon Ish is saying. Ve'ein ani mevino, so I don't understand the Chazon Ish, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Thus, what emerges is that these two different ways to understand the psul of kol havar, the chisaron of an echo that emerges from a pit, a cistern, and the like, is either because it's a kol chalash, it's a weak sound, but if you amplify it, it's no longer an echo, it's no longer a different sound, you're actually hearing the sound better. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein, that was Rav Osner, that's the Chazon Ish, all raise that possibility. On the other hand, if you understand kol havar as an alternative sound, a different sound, the kol acher, and it's not the same unadulterated sound that's being replicated, then you're not going to be Yotze. And that indeed was the absolute understanding of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and as I quoted before, other Gedolei Yisrael, including Rav Moshe Sternbach and Shuvas Vanagos, Krach Aleph Simin Kufranei writes, Hadvarim Tumuim Latzes Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah. I don't understand, says Rav Shturmbach, how it could be Yotzim Divrei Kabbalah Bishmias Kol Shnishtan Bishmias Kol Mamish. It's a different sound. It's a reproduced sound. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He quotes from Moshe Feinstein, and then he says, Gama Matirim Lo Pasku Kem Beber. Even those who are Mekel, i.e., Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Osner, and the Chaznish, they didn't say it absolutely. Beloshon Efshar was the Chaznish, and the way Rav Moshe Feinstein said, Kasha Lomer B'Zeh Halacha Bura. It's hard to say an absolute fact. So therefore, there's no question that the lion's share, the majority opinion, the consensus of the poskim, is that you can't be yotze the mitzvah Megillah through a microphone, through a telephone, or through a radio. Which brings us to Bayomim Ahem Bazman as a live stream in Zoom. The same thing is true. The consensus of the Gedolei HaPoskim, based upon Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and based upon all those who followed his psak, which is Rov Rubim Shel Klal Yisrael, is he can't be yotze because it's a kol acher. It's a different sound. It's not the unadulterated sound. Therefore, that's the lion's share opinion. Even those who were Mekel, Rav Moshe the Chazanish, etc., they still were hesitant, weren't cautious. So therefore, the absolute halacha lamaisa, practically speaking, is that you can't be yotze through a live stream. You can't be yotze through Zoom. You can't be yotze through a microphone, a radio, or a telephone. Absolutely not. However, there is a das yechida. There is an efshar of the Chazon Ish. There's a possibility raised by Rav Moshe and Rav Osner. Now, the reason that they are cautious to be mekel is because who knows what could happen. However, we're living in a pandemic. We're living in the era of COVID-19. Whoever dreamt, whoever thought that we would have to address this question. So maybe for those individuals who are unable to be in shul, to be part of a minyan, or to hear the Megillah from a person directly in their home, in their backyard, maybe for those few people, there is the possibility under extenuating circumstances, b'shas hadchak, to be yotze b'dieved, like the psak of Rav Moshe, Chazon Ish, and Rav Osner. That's something to consider, to contemplate. This is not a psak to say berabim. This is a psak that one is yotze by asking and fulfilling the Mishnah Maseches Avos Paragalach Aseh Lecha Rav. If somebody has a particular circumstance, if somebody has a particular situation, if people aren't leaving their homes, and if they're frightened, immunocompromised, or have particular issues, this is a question that should be asked. There's no way that somebody could say outright, you're yotze. That's not what Rav Moshe says, it's not what the Chazon Ish says, and certainly it's not what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and certainly it's not what the lion's share opinion is. Therefore, a person should try to come up with a plan of an Eitz of the Tachbula to be able to hear Mikra Megillah properly like we do every year. Indoors, outdoors, distant, any way that you can. Maybe in your backyard, and maybe we could talk and come up with different ways to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So certainly, we want to be Mekayim Persume Nisa, the Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, the Mitzvah of the Rabbanan, properly, appropriately. However, if there is a circumstance, and if there is extenuating situations, and if there is a predicament that you find yourself in where you can't come indoors or outdoors, you can't have somebody privately fulfill your obligation, speak to a Rav. I'm happy to talk to anybody to try to come up with a plan to be Yotze the Mitzvah properly. And if not, then we need to discuss and see if one can rely on the Das Yechida, on the independent and the minority opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Osner, v'acherim. Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, the bracha should be that the same way that this pandemic came and the challenges of it came last year, we should be zocha this year to benafochu, b'siyata d'shmai, we should be zocha to laihudim, haisa ora, b'simcha, b'sas, v'yikar, everybody should be healthy, everybody should be well, and b'siyata d'shmai, we should be zocha to hadar kiblo b'me'ach ha'shveyosh, simcha v'sason, for one, for all, for your families, for all of Klal Yisrael, shibani b'es hamikdash b'mher v'yameinu.